This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2209. Did you know that action precedes motivation? By Casey Ray of CaseyRay.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Today I have a brand new author for the show. I'll tell you more about Casey right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Did you know that action precedes motivation? By Casey Ray of CaseyRay.com. I follow a therapist on TikTok. Believe it or not, TikTok has an abundant amount of videos that are filled with content that can be beneficial in our everyday lives. Who knew I could learn so many wonderful things from an app that is mainly viewed as being for teenagers who do silly dances and challenges? Anyway, this therapist said something that I found beneficial to me in the most amazing way, and it's simple. Right now, I have absolutely no motivation to do anything. For whatever reason, I have this visitor in my head named anxiety and depression that challenges me in my day-to-day life. So when Miss Therapist said this in her video, I was like, well, holy balls, isn't that something? The magical words she said to me through my little phone screen were, action precedes motivation. Wait, come again? What did you say? I watched the video 4 times to let it really sink in. Then I was like, well, duh, I knew that. Action precedes motivation, not the other way around. On my rough days, I usually lay in bed or sit in my chair in front of the TV, wishing I had the motivation to do something, anything. During my episodes, I lose interest in nearly everything that brings me joy. I don't want to go for a walk outside. I just can't seem to find the motivation to get up and have the desire to do anything but lay here being sad, wishing I wanted to go on an adventure or clean the bathroom or play a game with my child or put away the laundry that is on my bed. The key to motivation isn't about waiting for it to come. The key to motivation is realizing that it most likely will not make an appearance unless I put my body in motion. If I waited to do anything until I felt like it, I wouldn't do anything. When I am depressed, I'm not going to feel like doing anything at all, to be completely honest. So if action precedes motivation, what can I do to feel like doing something? Just do it, like Nike says. Yes, it is easier said than done, and it might take a great deal of determination and courage. I know without a doubt in my mind that nature is my medicine, and once I get out there and put my feet in the dirt, I will feel relief. I just need to find that little bit of courage to make a 10% shift and move my body. Just move. At times, I have to force myself to do something I don't want to because I know that the payoff in the end is going to far outweigh the lack of desire to get myself moving. Action leads to motivation, which leads to more motivation. Break it down. Oftentimes, I don't want to do something because the task ahead of me looks daunting. If I feel like my house needs to be cleaned, I think about all the tasks that need to be done. I get overwhelmed and don't do any of it, which leads to me having negative self-talk, which exacerbates my anxiety. I learned that if I look at the whole big picture, most likely I'm not going to do it at all. So I try to look at one task at a time. Start with the least horrible task, not laundry. I loathe laundry. Most of the time, once I get that one little task done, I feel motivated enough to tackle one more, and on and on. Look at one tree at a time, not the whole entire forest. Make it simple. When I was writing my book, I wrote every single day for 1.5 years. Then my son got attacked by a pit bull, and I spiraled down a deep dark hole and didn't write for a whole entire year. One day, after 1 year had passed and I no longer wanted to beat myself up about abandoning my book, it was then that I decided I was going to sit down and write for at least 10 minutes just to see what would happen. I didn't want to, but I knew that if I didn't, I would feel worse. The alternative was something I no longer wanted to live with. And guess what? That 10 minutes turned into 1 hour. I continued to commit to write for at least 10 minutes each day, even if what I wrote wasn't super awesome. This one simple push led to me finishing 18 more chapters in just 3 months. I guess deep down inside, I always knew that I wasn't ever going to feel like it. The trick was to do it until I did feel like it. When she explained this concept to me in a short 60-second video, it lit a fire inside me that has been dwindling for a good 3 months now. It's 1:30 on my day off. When I get done with this writing, I plan on putting on my shoes and taking my dog for a little hike. Do I want to sit here cuddled up in my blanket in my warm house with my wife? Absolutely. However, I know that once I get out there with the wind on my face and the snow under my shoes watching Miss Willow, my adorable golden labradoodle, run back and forth in the snow at the foot of the beautiful mountains, I will be motivated to tackle more tasks I have been putting off for far too long. Be gentle with yourself. Not every single day has to be productive. Lazy days are good too. However, if I'm sitting on the couch wishing to have the desire to do something, I realize now that I just need to get up and move my body one little motion at a time, and maybe, just maybe, motivation will follow. It's worth a try, right? What do I possibly have to lose? If I don't light at least one match, how am I ever going to start a magnificent fire? You just listened to the post titled, "Did You Know That Action Precedes Motivation?" by Casey Ray of CaseyRay.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Casey. She has a bio that I'd like to read straight from because it's unique. Actually, her whole style of writing is unique. If you check out her site, you'll see what I mean. The spacing and bolding is different than pretty much everything else I narrate here. But anyway, here's what she wrote for part of her bio. "I am a wanderer, a hippie, and a gypsy at heart, a real life person that has trials and hardships. I try my hardest to see the lessons in most everything I experience. It is my hope that by sharing my thoughts, the people who find their way to my blog will have a little comfort that they are not alone. Hard is hard, I always say. My life isn't any harder than yours, and vice versa, just different. I do not have any special certifications. I do not have a degree. I'm just a real person learning real lessons and trying to grow through my journey. Since finding meditation, I have found my way out of depression and anxiety episodes that controlled my life. I now feel like I have a fairly good handle on my episodes. I'm amazed with how far I've come, and I will honestly tell you, it all started to fall into place when I started my regular meditation practice. This is me on a spiritual journey, doing this thing called life, raw, uncensored, and vulnerable. It's okay not to be okay." So there you have it. Come by CaseyRay.com to show your support. That's CaseyRay.com. And this one was something I definitely related to. It's a good point that maybe it's not motivation we need necessarily, but determination and courage. If we can muster up that courage to do just a couple of minutes or even 30 seconds of whatever it is that we don't want to do, it's a lot easier to keep going. That's inertia. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion, both literally and figuratively. We just need to start, and I'm sure more than we think would end up getting done. So some wise words as we head closer to the new year. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.